Today's shiur begins at the last line of Samach Dalet Amud Beis in Maseches Bava Basra. We recommend you're printing out the daf, or even better, ordering your volume of the Shas Ozer Maseches Bava Basra. The Gemara that was discussed previously dealt with the Machlokis Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbonan. Mocher ba'ayin yofe mocher, o mocher ba'ayin ro mocher. Rabbi Kiva, having held the opinion that mocher ba'ayin yofe mocher, the Gemara now deals with an issue of psak. How should we rule concerning that machlokes? Itmar, Rav Huna, Omar Rav, halocha kedivrei chachomim. So Rav's opinion, as is presented by Rav Huna, is that we should paskin like the Chachomim, that a person, when he sells with a limited mindset. Rabbi Yirmiyo bar Abba Omar Shmuel, halocha k'Rabbi Akiva. And for convenience, we've written in between the lines, v'ayin yofem ocher. Omar le Rabbi Yirmiyo bar Abba l'Rav Huna. As in many Gemaras, it's necessary to follow the speakers, and by taking advantage of the marking system, one will find this task much more easily accomplished. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba turned to Rav Huna and asked, V'hozimnin sagin, on many occasions, Amri so, kamei de Rav, I said in the presence of Rav, Hilchasa k'Rebbe Akiva. V'lo Omar li, v'lo midi. And he didn't issue any objection. So on the face of things, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, who paskined in the name of Shmuel, like Rabbi Kiva, that mocher ba'ayin yofem mocher, he's saying that he said that to Rav, and Rav didn't object. So how is it that Rav Huna presents Rav as paskining bayin roa mocher? Omar le, so Rav Huna, upon hearing the question, asks a question of clarification. Hechi tanisa, how did you teach over the shitas? Omar le, ipcha tanina. So Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba says, well, when I said over the shitas, I said it as follows. I said that Rabbi Akiva holds that ayin ro'a mocher. Oh, so by paskining as you did, namely if you, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, quoting Shmuel, paskining like Rabbi Akiva, but holding that shitas Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva's opinion is ba'ayin ro'a mocher, that's exactly what Rav happens to hold. Mishum hachi lo omar loch v'lo midi. That's why, says Rav Huna, that's why Rav didn't object. Because you, in effect, are paskining like Rav, that ba'ayin ro mocher. It is just that you happen to have flipped around what Rabbi Kiva holds. But bottom line, you are in agreement with Rav, that ba'ayin ro mocher. Omar le Ravino le Ravashi. Lema, ozdu letamayu. The expression lema represents a question, let us say, let us suggest, and in this case we have a long question marking, and that's indicated in the space between the Gemara and the Tosfos. You notice a shin that's encircled and a vertical dashed line. That means that these five lines of Gemara are dedicated to developing the question. We want to say, we want to suggest that Rav and Shmuel, as appeared here, are consistent with what they hold elsewhere. Reviewing the shittas once again, Rav holding ayin ro'a, and Shmuel holding ayin yofe. What's the other case, based on which we can then say we see consistency in their rulings? Diomar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. We've dashed underlined Shmuel to draw your attention to his name because he's one of the players over in this Gemara that we're trying to analyze. Ho'achin Shechoku. There are two brothers that inherited an estate and they're dividing their estate. It's the estate they inherited from their fathers. The idea of Achin Shechoku, the Rashbam says, is parallel to the idea of them selling to one another. Ein lohen lo derech ze al ze velo sulamois ze al ze velo chaloinois ze al ze velo amas hamayim ze al ze. Neither one brother has claims over the other brother with regard to all of these things, and we'll shortly glance at the Rashbam. And before we do that, the Gemara continues, v'hizaru bohen shalochus kavuos hein. And Shmuel emphasizes that, be careful, these are established principles. V'rav omar yesh lohen, that one brother has rights over the other brother, namely, not like Shmuel, but each one has claims against the other one with regard to this list of examples. What are some of these things? We'll take a look at the Rashbam. He's found opposite this piece of Gemara. Ein lohen derech ze al ze. Imchoku shnei sodois. Echad not al chitzon ve'echad not al pnimi. They divided two fields. One took a field, an outer field, meaning a field that runs along a main road, and one took an inner field, something set off the main road. The ein hapnimi yochol likones l'sodeo el derech chitzon, but derech she'oviv nichnas. The inner field owner, the brother who took the inner field, has no access to his field unless he cuts through the outer field like his father used to. Father held both of the fields, they were all his. Ein lo lapnimi derech al chitzon. The idea of ein lohen derech salze means that the inner field owner has no rights to cut through the outer field. Mishum de mocher ba'ayin yofe mocher. V'lo shir derech li'atzmo. How does that figure over here? V'kevon shemochar lo le'ochiv chelko shebechitzon. The fellow who took the inner field, before the division took place, it can be said, he had a share in the outer field. The brothers held the entire estate jointly. So the brother who ultimately takes the inner field used to have a share in the outer field. But as a result of this chalukah, it's as if he sold his share in the outer field to his brother. What do we see here? He sold everything. All of his holdings in the outer field. We'll read this line again. V'kivon shemochar lo le'ochiv chelko shebechitzon, v'ayin yofe mochar lo kol hasode v'haderech. He sold or divided the outer field, giving that to his other brother, field, kit and caboodle, including the path to the inner field. V'lo shir le'atzma b'chirizu klum. So who is saying this? Who's saying this? Who's reporting this halacha? This was reported by Shmuel. V'hainu Shmuel the Tamei. This is Shmuel consistent with what he said earlier. The posak Rabbi Akiva. The mocher ba'ayin yofe mocher. Another one of the examples we saw was velo chalonos ze al ze. What does that mean? So in the Rashbam, in the first wide line, he says, v'imrotza livnois b'chatzero keneged chalon ochiv boneh. If after they divided the property, one brother wants to build a structure opposite the window of the other brother, he can. He's able to, and the first brother can't object. That having been said, and our having seen the Rashbam, who drew the parallel for us, with that we conclude our long question, that it seems that the case of Achin Shechoku and the Psak of Shmuel and Rav parallels their psak in our Gemara of Ayin Yofeh versus Ayin Ra'ah. The Gemara now says, Tzricha. The Rashbam explains that this is really Rav Ashi responding to Ravina. Ravina opened up this long question. We had underlined his name at the point that the question began. Ravina had raised the question of Lemo Azdu L'Tamayu. Here, and this expression, Tzricha, is really a response of Rav Ashi saying that it's not possible to say that the case of Achen Shechoku is a direct parallel or direct outgrowth of this machlokas Ayin Yofe versus Ayin Ra'ah. And this explanation you can see in the Rashbam on the second line under the Gemara, Hochi Garcino and Tzricha, Rav Ashi hu dekamahader Hochi de Ravina. This is really Rav Ashi responding to Ravina, Delo Ozdu Letamayu Legamri. The Ein Lulmoid Machlokas Mechaverta. If you knew the machlokas Rav and Shmuel in the previous Gemara, you couldn't learn this from that. The Gemara continues by pointing out the differences between the case of Achen Shecholku versus the machlokas Rabbi Kiva and the Chachomim in the case of Mechiras Habor. So let's proceed in the Gemara. We notice the squiggle underline. And what we've done here is, if we've squiggled underlined the expression di ashmeinan, and a few lines later viit mar baha, namely, if I would tell you just one, so I would come to a certain conclusion, I wouldn't know the other case. And likewise, if I would tell you just the other case, I wouldn't know about this case. That's what this squiggle underline marking attempts to accomplish. So, reading in the Gemara. De'i ashminin bahi. If I would have taught just the case of Achin Shecholku, the brothers divided the estate, and Shmuel said, just citing one example, that the fellow who took the inner property has to buy easement rights from the one who got the outer property. And Rav said that the fellow who took the inner property doesn't have to buy a path. He has it anyway. Bihahi ka'omar Rav, in that case, Rav would say that the inner fellow has a path. Mishum da'omar le, the inner fellow can say, bo'ino le'meidar be, ki hechi de'doru be avosi. I intend to live here, to use it the way father used it. Father had a path from the road to get to his inner field, so too I expect to have the same thing. Teda dichtiv. In fact, the Pasuk suggests such an approach. Tachas avosecha yubonecha. That as the fathers were, so too the sons. Avol, beha. In the Machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbonon, regarding the selling of a pit, Emo modi lei l'Shmuel. It might be that Rav would agree with Shmuel that in the sale of the pit, he sells the pit plus the path, because mocher ba'ayin yofe mocher. In other words, the case of the brothers dividing is something that's specific to that case, because there's a unique taina, a unique claim that a son wants to be like his father. But we couldn't draw a conclusion from there to the idea of ayin yofe mocher, or ayin ra'ah mocher in other transactions. V'yitmar b'ha, and if we would have taught the case of the sale of the pit, and the machlokas Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan, and the psak of Shmuel going like Rabbi Kiva, and Rav going like the Rabbanan, behach ko'amar Shmuel, it could be that only in this case does Shmuel rule like Rabbi Akiva, that the fellow who bought the pit gets the path along with it. Avo b'ha. But in the case of Achin Shecholku, Emo Modi Le L'Rav, maybe Shmuel would have agreed with Rav that the inner fellow doesn't have to buy a path, because we had a pasuk that sanctioned such an approach. Therefore, Tzricha, it's important to teach both cases and both Piskei Halacha, both rulings of Rav and Shmuel, in these separate cases. Omar le Rav Nachmon le Rav Huna. Rav Nachmon turns to Rav Huna and asks him, Hilchaso kavosin, or Hilchaso kavosaychu? Is the halacha to go like us? And when Rav Nachman's speaking, when he says like us, he's really representing Shitas Shmuel. And Shitas Shmuel represents Ayin Yofeh, as we've seen before. So Rav Nachman is asking, he's asking Rav Huna, what do you think? Is the halacha like us, Rav Nachman and Shmuel, that Mocher Ba'ayin Yofeh Mocher? The Rashbam points out that Rav Nachman was a student of Shmuel. Hence, when he says like us, he's referring to like us, naming like Shmuel, my teacher. Or is the halacha like you? We've already seen Rav Huna. He was at the opening part of today's Gemara. Previous Omid, you noticed his name was circled. He represented Rav, which holds Ayin Ra Mocher. Omar Le, Rav Huna answers, Hilchaso kavasaychu. Very, very interesting phenomenon. Rav Huna says, as far as practical application is concerned, the halacha will follow your approach. De mekrevisu lebova deresh galusa de shchichi dayoni. Because you are close to the house of the resh galusa, the exilarch's dwelling, and that's a place that cases were dealt with. Let's take a look at the Rashbam. The Makravisu Bei Resh Galusa, Rav Nachman Chasno de Bei Resh Bei Nesia Havei. Rav Nachman was a son-in-law of the Jewish leadership. V'rogil b'mokum hadayonim. And he was common in the place that judges were located. D'shchichi dayoni. V'ro ma'ise b'chol yom. Hech dayoni. He saw many cases, and he saw how the cases seemed to go in the favor of the opinion Ayin Yofeh. We continue in the Gemara. Before we continue in the text, let us glance at our topic heading, the Nosei. It says, Shnei botim ze lifnim mize, she'odom echod ma'avir lishnei anoshim. Two houses. One, an outer facility, the other one, an inner facility. There's the outer house borders the road, is built off the street. The inner house, in order to get to it, one would have to cut through the outer house. And in this case, we have one person who owned both of them, and he's transferring them to two people. Echod b'matona, v'echod b'mechira. To one fellow, he gives a house as a gift, and the other one in a sale. Ha'im ze shekiblo b'matona mekabloi ba'ayin yofeh. Can it be said that the one who received his as a gift, he receives it with the ayin yofeh attitude? Nafkamina shimhu hapnimi. Let us say that the one who received the inner house received it as a gift. And if you say that receivers of gift receive ba'ayin yofeh, yielo drisas haregel al achitzon, that would indicate that it'll have easement rights over the outer house. As we go back into the Gemara, itmar, shnei botim ze lifnim mizeh. We've used letters to highlight the different cases. Aleph, the first case, Shnehem b'mecher, or Shnehem b'matona. We treat these as both under the Aleph heading because they represent a situation where both receivers receive it in the same way. Namely, both people are either purchasers, he sold them at once to two people, or he gave them at once as gifts to two receivers. Ein lohen derech ze al ze One does not have easement rights over the other. In other words, the one who received the inner house has to make a special arrangement with the one who received the outer in order to get to his inner facility. He doesn't have rights automatically. Ve'kol shekein chitzon b'matona u'pnimi b'mecher. And certainly, where the outer one received his as a gift, certainly in such a case, there will be no room to suggest that the inner one would have rights where the outer one got it as a gift. Chitzon b'mecher, upnimi b'matana, mai. What about a case where the outer one received it through purchase, but the inner one got it as a gift? What would the halacha be then? Savur mina ein lohen derech ze al ze. Savur mina meaning at first glance one might have thought that this case as well, just like the previous cases, no rights one over the other. In other words, inner guy doesn't have special rights. However, the Gemara rejects that, velohi. Rather, the inner one who got it b'matona, who got it as a gift, would have rights to cut through the outer house. Milo tnan, have we not in fact learned? Bameh devorim amurim. We notice a section of the Gemara in a frame that indicates this is a quote from a Tanaic source. Bamed v'mamurim, when is it stated that the Chachomim argue with Rabbi Akiva, namely that one would not have to buy path rights, or yes, have to buy path rights? That's b'mocher. That's in a case of a sale. Avol b'noisein matana, noisein es kulan. However, let's go back to the case of the pit. Let us say someone who owned a house sold to someone a pit. Mistake. He gave the pit as a gift. Even the Rabbonin would agree that the receiver of the pit gets the path as well. What do we see from this? Almo, man di yohiv matona, that when dealing with giving of gifts, ba'ayin yofe yohiv, it's given with a gracious attitude, with a magnanimous approach. Hocho nami, so too in our case, where we saw chitzon b'mecher upnimi b'matona, man di yohiv matona, ba'ayin yofe yohiv. Hence, the fellow who was selling to the outer and giving as a gift the inner, he gave the inner one a gift, he gave him a path to it as well. The Mishnah. Amocher es habayis. One who sells a house stam, without adding specific clauses. What's included? Mochar es hadeles. Avol loy es hamafteach. The door is included in the sale. It's mechuber lekarka, and as such, mechuber lekarka is kekarka. It's that which is attached to something that's on the ground, has a din of being karka, being ground itself. But the mafteach, the key, is not included in the sale. It's a portable. In the past, we've made reference to the Pirush Chai, book of illustrations that accompanies Maseches Bava Basra. Illustration 559 will help to illustrate this example. Mochar es hamachteshes kvua, aval lo es hamitilteles. Machteshes is a grinder or a crusher unit, so if the crusher unit is attached to the ground, it's part of the sale of the house. However, if it's a portable one, it's not. Illustration 560. Mohar es ha'istrubel, avalo es ha'keles. In the case of the sale of the house, the base of the grindstone, the istrubel, the base, is included in the sale of the house, but the funnel is not. Velo es hatanur, veloi es hakirayim. But not included are the stove, kirayim, another form of stove. These are illustrated in 561 and 562, respectively. However, bizman shomalo hu v'chol mashe besocho, I'm selling you the house and everything contained therein. Hare kulon mechurin. All of these things that were enumerated in the Mishnah are sold. However, the Rashbam adds, even with this phrase, it doesn't mean everything that's in his house, including his hairbrush, his toothpaste, and the like, is included. But rather, kulon mechurin is a reference to those items that were mentioned in the Mishnah. The Gemara opens up with a question and presupposes that we are familiar with Shitas Rabbi Akiva in another place. The opening question is one suggesting that maybe our Mishnah is not like Shitas Rabbi Meir, because we find that Rabbi Meir holds that when one sells a kerem, a vineyard, in a stam fashion without additional clauses, stam, that's referred to as a stam sale, the tashmishe kerem are included as well. Things that are, we'll call them vineyard appurtenances. That's not like our Mishnah, which suggested that when one sold a house, he did not include the grinder, the movable grinder. Lemo, the Gemara says, Lemo masnisen delo karebi meir. Let us suggest, it's a question, that our Mishnah is not in conformance to Shitas Rabbi Meir, the E karebi meir. If our Mishnah were to be like Rabbi Meir, but we know him to say otherwise, Ha Omar, but he said, Mohar es hakerem, Mohar tashmishe kerem, that in addition to the kerem, the service items of the kerem are sold as well. Gemara says, we don't have to say that our Mishnah is unlike Rabbi Meir. Afilu temo Rabbi Meir. Even if you say our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, hasam kavia. In the case of the kerem sale, the tashmishi kerem are things that are fixed. They're kavua, they're fixed, they're permanent things affixed into the kerem. Hacha, the items that were not included in the sale of the house are items that are low kavia. The Rashbam, under the Gemara, says, Umashani hasam kavia, klomar, hasam bidarebi meir, in the case of the vineyard sale, ikal the meimar, the lo airi rebi meir, ela betashmishin hakavuin, li oilom besocha kerem. Items, appurtenances that are fixed into the kerem, that are affixed permanently. Shein mezizin osam misham li oilom. They're never moved from there. V'yaf al-gav de'enom kvuim b'kark, even if they're not literally cemented to the ground, nevertheless, they're things that remain there all the time. Aval machteshes, she'enom kvuim b'kark, however, a grinder that's not cemented to the ground, zimnen de'shayli lo v'lo kaviya b'bayis kol kach, sometimes people will loan it to a neighbor. That's as opposed to the tashmishi kerem, which even if they're not cemented there, they're never moved out of the kerem. So we can't say that these cases are in contrast with one another. Hence, our Mishnah could be in conformity to Shitas Rabbi Meir as well. The Gemara, though, asks a question. V'ho, mafteach dumya dedeles kotoni. Our Mishnah teaches the case of a key along with the case of the door. So there are two examples found in the Mishnah. Ma delas de kvia, just like the door is something that's fixed there. Af mafteach de kvia, so too, the mafteach is something that's fixed there. It's something that remains there. It's not something that moves, that one moves out. And even so, it wasn't included in the sale. So you have an example of something that parallels the Tashmishe Kerem. What did Rebbe Meir say in the case of Tashmishe Kerem that are Kavua? That they are included. What does our Mishnah say about Mafteach, which is Kavua? Not included. Oh, so our Mishnah doesn't seem to conform to Rebbe Meir. Ela Machvarto, rather it would be more likely appearing Masnisen Delok Rebbe Meir. But our Mishnah is not like Rebbe Meir, just like the opening question of the Gemara suggested. Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara proceeds to present a Tanaic source. You can see it as a Tanaic source by the fact that it's enclosed in a frame. In the middle of the Tanaic source, we've highlighted by circling Rebbe Eliezer. Before we continue, we will take a look at our topic heading found on the outside margin. The term nose indicates a topping. Mokor, we're going to see a source. Be'inyan eze dvorim klulim b'mechiras bayis, which things are included in the sale of a house. Kan yofia, here there will appear machlokes chachomim v'Rabbi Eliezer. Binyan machteshes shekavuhu bekarka, a disagreement between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim regarding a grinder that has been affixed to the ground. The Chachamim eino kolul. According to the first opinion in this source, it's not included. We have a grinder affixed to the ground. Reminds us of something we saw in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, though, it was included in the sale of the house. In this source, the Tanakama says it's not included. Hence, our Mishnah is not like the Tanakama, but rather like Rebbe Eliezer that follows. And that's what we have indicated here, the Rebbe Eliezer, Kalul, that the grinder, the one fixed to the ground, is included. The Chol HaMachuber LeKarka Reu KeKarka. Those things that are attached to the ground have a din of the ground. So if I'm selling you a house which is a din of karka, all things that are attached to the ground will have the same din. So we open up with this source, Tana Rabbanan, Hamocher es Habayis, Mochar es Hadeles, Ves Haneger, that is illustrated in 565. The neger, we can refer to it as a bolt. The es hamanul, the lock. Avo lo es hamafteach, but not the key. Mochar es hamachteshes, hachakuka. The illustration 566 in the Pirush Chai serves to illustrate this. What is included in the house sale? A machteshes hachakuka, avo lo es hakavua. A grinding unit that is carved out of the stone that's in the wall. That's in 566. That is included in the sale of the house. However, a grinding unit that was once a separate entity and subsequently affixed to the ground, as opposed to something carved out of the wall, that's not included, even though it's currently affixed. And as we mentioned earlier, this is different than the opinion seen in the Mishnah. Mochar ho etzrubel. Mochar means included in the sale of the house is the etzrubel, which we've referenced before. That's the foundation, the base of the grinder. Avol loy esakeles, but not the funnel. That's not included. Lo es hatanur, v'lo es hakirayim, v'lo es harechayim. Likewise, the stove and the double stove and the grinder are not included. Rebbe Eliezer Omer. Rebbe Eliezer addressing the issue of the machteshes kavua, the grinder that was subsequently fixed to the ground, disagrees with the Tanakhama and says, Kol hamachubar lakarka, harehu kekarka. And if karka was sold, so that which is attached to it is also sold. Bizman sha'omar lo hu v'chol ma shebesocho, harei kulon mechurin. This we've seen before as well, that if there's an additional clause, namely hu v'chol ma shebesocho, so all of these things that were enumerated as not being included in the sale will yes be included. Beinkach u beinkach. Whether he says kol ma shebesocho or not, lo mochar lo es habor, v'lo es hadus, v'lo es hayetzia. In the case of a sale of a house, these things being totally separate entities, the different two types of different pits, and the yitzia, which we saw at the opening of the perek, this adjacent room or low structure next to the house, they're not included in the case of a sale of the house. Before we go on in the Gemara, we're going to take advantage of a little note that we've made on the inside margin called He'ora. Al bosis habraisa hakoidemes. On the basis of the braisa we just saw, shebo hoya machloikes tanakama v'Rabbi Eliezer. We saw in that machloikes, in that braisa, a machlokes between the Rabbonon, the first opinion, and Rebbe Elazar. Hagemora mamshicha levarer mihu hatano shel mokor habo tsinor. The Gemara will try to analyze and discover who might be the author of the next source, which we've chosen to entitle tsinor, the issue of the pipe and the mikvah. Before we go on in the Gemara, a few general words concerning mikvos are in order. The standard approach to a mikvah is the understanding that one needs 40 sa'ah of water that are in a pit or in a pool. The 40 sa'ah are supposed to be 40 sa'ah of rain water. Rain water, in as far as our discussion is concerned, we're going to say that type of water as opposed to drawn water. Drawn water, as far as we are concerned, would be water that passed through vessels before it got to the pool. Drawn in kalim. The question is, as far as our sugi is concerned, what is defined as a vessel, as opposed to what is defined as that which is part of the ground? Meaning, water that came from the rain and came into the mikveh without having encountered something other than ground, that's legitimate, that's kosher. Will there be any difference to us whether a vessel was attached to the ground? Will that make any difference or not? We're going to also see a situation where that which appears now as a vessel, but it was never a vessel in its original state of detachment from the ground. In other words, we're going to describe a situation of a vessel that became such, it was carved out only after it was already in the ground. In other words, will there be any significance to the fact that something had originally had vessel status and subsequently attached to the ground? Before we continue the reading of the Gemara, let us take advantage of the note on the side. The Nosei Mivneh, we've also indicated in parentheses, that this sugya goes till Samach Vav Omid Beis. As far as Dapim are concerned, it's a rather long sugya. As far as this Shi'ur is concerned, we will have to pause at the early stages of the discussion. All that having been said, let's continue with our note. We're going to notice triangles. The triangles are going to be flip-flopping. So with the point facing up, we're reading our note, Nisyonos Lomar, these will be attempts to suggest the Hatana Shel Tzinor, that the author of the source, which we have not read yet, but that the author of the source that we labeled as Tzinor, Eino, Karebi Eliezer, V'Einoi Karabonon. We've indicated a firebox around the word Tzinor, which is it's a moker, it's a source, She Mechalek B'Inyan Mikveh, that makes a distinction in the context of halachas of mikveh, bain, distinction between aleph, tzinor, shechokukoi ulebesoiv kovoi, a pipe that was first created as a pipe and subsequently attached to the ground, sheposeil, that if the water passes, the rainwater, let's say, passes through this pipe, which pipe? Pipe that was detached and only subsequently attached to the ground, that would render the mikveh unfit, versus Bayes, l'kavoi ulebesov chokiko, as opposed to a case where a block of substance, a non-vessel, was put into the ground, was attached to the ground, ulebesov chokiko, and subsequently hollowed out. She'eno posel. If you had a situation like that, where there was an item that appears as a pipe now, but in its detached state, it was never a pipe. It was never a vessel. It became a vessel only after it was attached to the ground. In such a case, this source will say, the mikveh is not posel. Emdo zu, this approach, shemechalekes kide'amoron, that makes the distinction as we stated, vessel before attachment or only after attachment becoming vessel. L'cheora, at first glance, choylekes al emdois shesovros, would be in opposition to opinions that hold the following. Number one, kvius bekarka tomid mevateles lekarka. An opinion that says attaching something to the ground always renders it like ground. That means the mevatelis, the karka, means it loses its portable status and becomes karka under all circumstances. And there's another opinion that might hold, oi, shekvius bekarka, attaching something that was a portable to the ground, loi mo'ila, has no benefit, doesn't work, doesn't make it like ground. Hence, what have we said? The source that makes such a distinction would not be in conformity to these two opinions. Then we have an inverted triangle. Dechiois. What's the purpose? Shematorosam lahamid sinor. The purpose of those sections of Gemara will be to establish the source of tsinor. O Kerebi Lezer, O Kerabonan, that it might in fact be like one of these two opinions. So, briefly stated, the pattern of the Gemara is going to be one, presenting you a Tanaic source, the case of Tzinor, suggesting initially that the case of Tzinor doesn't seem to be like any of the opinions we know, namely, it's not like Rebbe Lezer nor like the Rabbanan. Then the Gemara is going to come back and say, no, the case of Tzinor might in fact be like one of those particular opinions. Ah, then why is it different than the case that we saw dealing with house and house sales? That will be explained. Tanu Rabbanan. So we begin the Gemara. tsinor, a pipe. Number one, shechokikoi, that was hollowed out. It was formed as a pipe. Ulubasov kovo, and only subsequently fixed into the ground. Posil es hamikvah. Any water coming through that, even if it's initially rainwater, kosher type of water, but any water passing through that will render a mikvah unworthy, unfit. Otherwise stated, and we've written in, this is a very important addition, we've written in between the lines, HaKvius Bekarka Einu Mevatel Hashem Kli. The fact that something, a vessel, was fixed into the ground does not void its identity as being a vessel. And we said, water coming through a vessel is unfit for a mikvah. Number two, Kov Oy Ula Besov Chokiko, if the block of material from which you will subsequently make a pipe, but if initially it was fixed into the ground and then only subsequently hollowed out and made into a vessel, Eino Posel Es HaMikvah. In its detached state, it was never a vessel. Hence, it doesn't render the mikvah unfit. Money. The Gemara asks, this Tanaic source, this Brisa, that says as a principle, and we've written in between the lines here, that Kvius Bekaka lo botel shame kli demeikara, that fixing something into the ground according to this source does not remove its vessel status. Who would suggest that idea? Lo Rebbe Eliezer, the Lo Rabbonim. It would seem to be not like Rebbe Eliezer and not like the Rabbonim. The Gemara asks, hey Rebbe Eliezer, which Rebbe Eliezer do you have in mind that would hold that fixing a vessel into the ground is mevatel, its kli, its vessel status? So, as you can see, it's very important in this Gemara to follow the play-by-play. And we're going to be doing that by taking full advantage of our markings. Which Rebbe Eliezer is it that holds that being koveya, a kli, into the ground is mevatel, its vessel status? E lemo Rebbe Eliezer de Bias, if you want to suggest, it's Rebbe Eliezer of the source concerning sale of house. Let's take full advantage of our markings. Do you notice arrows here? There's an arrow here, an arrow. Line it up with the arrow above. What did we see Rebbe Eliezer above to hold? He held over there that a machteshes that was formed and subsequently a grinder that was hollowed out of a piece of stone and then subsequently fixed into the ground has a din of the ground, has a din of the house. By saying that, it would seem to say that being mechaber lekarka is mevatel l'shem kli. Oh, that's not like the opinion we saw in Tzinor, where being mechaber to the ground, attaching to the ground, was not mevatel l'shem kli. So maybe we found what we were looking for. We were looking for an opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that is not like the case of Tzinor. The Gemara rejects this. Dilma, hainu taimo de Rabbi Eliezer. It could be that in the case of the sale of the house, where we said a person who sold a house sells the attached grinder as well, sovar, Rabbi Eliezer holds, mocher ba'ayin yofa mocher. That's why the grinder is included. But as far as ritual halachas concerning kashrus, concerning the worthiness of a mikveh, has nothing to do with this. That's Rabbi Elazar's opinion in the case of sales. It has nothing to do with identity of vessels. Rabbanon, in the case of the sale of a house, where we saw the attached grinder is not included, Savri, they might hold mocher bayin roa, mocher. And that's why it's not included. At this point, we conclude our shiur for today, but we must note that we're in the middle of a discussion. And as you can see, there's another triangle pointing upwards. So in our next shiur, we'll have to review what we're trying to find, namely, we're trying to find a Rebbe Eliezer that will hold differently from the opinion reflected in Sinor. In the case of Sinor, we saw that kvius bekarka, attaching to the ground, is not mevatel, the shame kli. And we're looking for a Rebbe Eliezer that would say that attaching a vessel to the ground is mevatel, does void the vessel identity. With that, we conclude this year.